HarperCollins presents Life Saving for Beginners by Josie Lloyd. Read by Lucy Scott. For whatever we lose, like a you or a me, it's always ourselves we find in the sea. E.E. Cummings. Chapter 1. Bar Humbug. Christmas Day morning. It's only cold water, that's all. After the shitshow of this year, cold water is nothing, nothing, Dominika tells herself as she peels the Velcro closed on her neoprene gloves and strides off towards the sea, her size 10 boots making a loud trudging sound over the pebbles. She's glad she's made it here and forced her sorry carcass out of bed, although it was a close-run thing. But, as usual, Helga's message on the Seagull's WhatsApp chat had persuaded her. It's tradition, Helga had written. No excuses. She knows she owes Helga and Tor an appearance this morning. They're the ones who've looked out for her this year. Separately, they've both asked her to spend today with them, knowing it's her first Christmas without Chris. But she's politely declined their kind offers. She wants to be alone, to wallow in her grief. Although she vows now that she's going to tidy up the tissue-strewn pit of their bedroom. Chris would have a fit if he could see it. Along the beach, there are little groups dotted as far as the eye can see in both directions, most people dressed for the cold, but many of them stripping off. With the drop in church attendance, maybe the sea is the new religion. It's certainly a draw. Everyone is facing the water, and the mood of celebration is palpable. She can hear the pop of a champagne cork. 10 a.m. is a little early, but it's Christmas Day after all. Whilst a young guy contemplatively skins up on the top of the largest concrete groin. There's a bagpiper in a kilt walking on the next beach, and the reedy sound wafts over to where Dominika stands along with a tang of spliff smoke. It used to make the national news, the nutters taking the plunge in the sea on Christmas morning, but cold water swimming has become all the rage, and now the world and his wife have taken it up. But who can blame them? Dominika thinks. There's been bugger all else to do. There are plenty of little flocks of swimmers already in the water, lots of them in woolly hats. A couple of show-offs are front crawling further out, dragging their red toe floats behind them. She'd love to be able to swim like those Amazons out there in these winter months, but if she goes too far out of her depth, she gets a bit panicky. She knows that the sea is not to be taken for granted, even on a calm day like today. And besides, she's not fit enough to swim like that. Not anymore. Not after a year of sitting on her arse eating biscuits. Until the pandemic hit, Dominika had never been idle, not once during her 56 years. That's probably because her parents had instilled a rock-solid work ethic in her and a belief that the colour of her skin meant she needed to prove herself twice as much. As an operations manager for a large travel company, she's been the consummate multitasker. But with the skies empty and holidays cancelled, her whole department has been put on furlough. At least, in some ways, it's a blessing. She could never have coped with a job and losing Chris at the same time. She's dreading going back and knows that any day now there'll be an email from management with the phased return-to-work plan. Her team, once 30 strong, was cut down in lockdown, and she knows that a lot of her colleagues will have had a tough time too, but she dreads their reunion. She already knows that she won't be able to stand the questions, the pity, how at least one of them will almost certainly dredge up a competing story of someone they know who died of COVID too. That's the thing that gets her the most. That her Chris, with his bright eyes, booming laugh and bear hugs, has been reduced to a grim statistic for other people to comment on and chew over. Over by the other groin, some teens scamper across the stones in bright bikinis, squealing. Everyone is supposed to be socially distancing, but somehow the government's rules don't seem so pressing here at the water's edge. She used to get angry about joggers breathing and shoppers crowding the pavements with their masks on their chins. But after what happened to Chris, she doesn't waste her energy anymore. The world is already full of judges and snitches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?